we love food festivals, seeing how many different things you can fry on a stick and how many festivals there are. There's the National Lentil Festival in Pullman, Washington, the Gilroy Garlic Festival, Gilroy, California. We're going to check in all summer, but we start in McLeod, Oklahoma, where today the McLeod Blackberry Festival kicks off. There'll be an evening gown competition tonight, tomorrow a parade, a blackberry baking contest, a cobbler gobbler, that's the eating competition you must have. It's all been around since the 1940s when there was a booming commercial blackberry industry in town. But most of the blackberry farms have closed. The blackberries are now mostly brought in. But McLeodians are undeterred. Glenda Kuhn is president of the McLeod Historical Society. She joins us now from KOSU in nearby Oklahoma City. And Glenda, we understand that even the few local blackberries left won't be there at the festival because they ripened early this year. So that's been a bit of a problem.
Yes, and even some of our wild blackberries that grow prolifically in the area are not doing as well this year because of weather-related problems.
Yeah, well, that's happening. I mean, you know, there are people who have, food festivals around items that, you know, nobody remembers having grown, but you do. Take us back.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, my stepdad raised blackberries on Chambliss Farms, and so we picked blackberries every summer. That was just what all the kids in school did. We made our summer money for fireworks or to go to Spring Lake Park, the amusement park, or the zoo, whatever, by picking blackberries for 3 to 5 cents a quart.
Oh, just 3 to 5 cents. I could just picture kids, you know, presenting their quarts with half of the blackberries on their face.
Yes.
and this has been traditionally a farming community, right? Cotton, potatoes.
It has been. It started out with cotton early on, and then it was potatoes, and then it became blackberries, and now it's wheat and feed crops for animals and things like that.
Yeah. But we do understand in the 60s, there was trouble with the blackberry industry. Wages were rising, and blackberry growers couldn't pay workers to keep up. And then an idea came of getting a subsidy. So what happened?
The Blackberry Association president at the time, his name was Isaac Wallace, decided that the farmers could possibly get subsidies for their blackberries. So they decided to do this media attention-getting project, mm-hmm. and they took the blackberries out to the North Canadian River, called in the Daily Oklahoman, the mm-hmm. Shawnee News Star, the area newspapers, and dumped the blackberries in the river. There were no subsidies. There were not that much media. And so many of the blackberry farmers at that time began to plow up their blackberries and put in crops that they could actually make a living with.
Oh, so there was this attempt to, you know, almost like a tea party. You know, we're going to dump the blackberries if somebody doesn't help us. But the subsidies didn't come?
No.
Well, what happened to the Blackberry Festival after that?
It continued for a long time just because it was tradition. There had been a July the 4th celebration from the day the first train came through McLeod, July the 4th, 1895. And it just changed its name to the Blackberry Festival during the 3 decades that it was the blackberry capital of the world.
Really? You were the blackberry capital of the world?
Oh, yes. More blackberries were raised in and around McLeod, and they were brought to McLeod as a central location where they were packed, labeled, and shipped to Oklahoma City Farmer Market.
Now, this is kind of sad, you know, that, but you still celebrate that past with the festival. And you know, the other things happen. We understand. We see it in a lot of small towns. An interstate came in that made it easier for people to, you know, go around the downtown, go to stores further away. Grocery stores, cafes began to close. But we understand you have some new employers in recent years. It's added some life to the town.
Oh, yes. We have the Citizen Band Potawatomi built the Grand Casino, which is just south of town. And the Kickapoo tribe built a casino about 4 miles north of town. And then we had a private prison, women's prison, that bought near McLeod, and they are now the only state women's prison in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, and I'm thinking of the Native American, the casinos and the culture centers, which we understand are really bringing life back to a lot of small towns.
Oh, yes. Many of them have medical facilities. They have a lot more things besides the casinos. So they're really kind of a community all to themselves.
We recently visited the Chickasaw Cultural Center. It was amazing. Well, so back to the Blackberry Festival.
Uh-huh.
You know, since you're no longer, I'm sorry to say, the blackberry capital of the world, why still have the festival?
It's just a way for people to come together and remember, and it was our one claim to fame, and we just want to keep it alive.
Okay, so tell me. I mean, I've been salivating. Blackberries, they're so good. What are some of the recipes? What are some things that people there did or still do with blackberries? Because they're still grown there. You know, what's the best way to have blackberries?
I like blackberry ice cream or vanilla ice cream with blackberries on top. Mm. But we also have, of course, variations of the famous blackberry cobblers. And we have a blackberry cobbler contest each year. I had a call yesterday wanting a historical recipe for blackberry wine cake.
And what is that? What are the key ingredients? I mean, blackberries, obviously, and wine?
Well, you make a vanilla cake and pretty much use the liquid is blackberry wine. And then you make a blackberry wine and powdered sugar glaze on top, and it's luscious.
Oh, yes, it must be. Glenda Kuhn, president of the McLeod Historical Society, their Blackberry Festival kicks off today. Glenda, have a wonderful time.
Thank you. We will.
And if you're not lucky enough to go to McLeod's Blackberry Festival this weekend, there's the Key Lime Pie Festival in Key West, Florida, the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City, Michigan, the Windy City Rib Fest in Chicago, not to be confused with the Naperville Rib Fest in Naperville, Illinois. Let us know what your town plans this summer at hereandnow.org.